All right, Jerusa, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Kuf Zayin. So if you remember again, the topic we were discussing was this idea that the author was trying to highlight the concept that a person needs to have time to be by themselves. First, we remember again, this all goes back to the split personality that the author suggested that man has. There's social man, there's solitude man, and social man is one we're very well acquainted with, but solitude man, which is man ultimately who takes time just to be alone by himself, is something that is very foreign to us. So the Mechaber was trying to understand why is that? Why is it that we find it so difficult to spend some time with ourselves? So he says, Madua, middle of page Kuf Zayin, Ki kafisha be'arnu, as we explained, the ani, the I of the individual is comprised of two parts. There is what he calls social man, which is the part where man ultimately turns to the other. And of course, there is the part of man where man interacts with himself. Im adam, which again, which is solitude man. If a person only interacts with others, meaning a person only spends all of his time being social man, in reality, he then only knows half of his self. And in truth, is on a deeper level, less than half. So the point that Machaber is making over here is that a person has only cultivated this sense of social man, but has not cultivated this sense of solitude man, then ultimately a person is deficient in their identity. A person only knows part of themselves. There's a whole world that is all about man and himself. Zehu olam shelo rabbi makirav also. This is a world that many people do not know. Lo chas v'shalom mitoch kavanah lo lahakir also. The reason why people don't know it is not because they don't care, not because they don't want to know it. Elo mitoch tirdas hachayim. Rather, it's simply because of the difficulties of life. Mitoch shchikas hachayim. O mechuster yeda shehu afilu kayim. Either because sometimes life is turbulent, or sometimes it's just simply because people don't know any better. A person has to try, and we've spoken about this many times, to figure out the essence of who and what I am. The truth is, if you want to discover who and what you really are, it only comes about in one way, that a person sits by themselves, a person sits in a state of quiet, a state of solitude for a little bit of time, and a person is able to figure out all of these things. We go back and we restate that which we said before. Anachnu adayim onosnim shum kivon chashiva, elarak lahashkit lachios ragua. So remember, again, I will say, is the Mechaber keeps on saying, we're not necessarily referring over here to spiritual matters. What we're focusing on over here is just this ability to be alone with oneself for some amount of time, to have quiet, and to ultimately, he says, to relax. There are some people that for them, literally, shmias nigun margio means a relaxing nigun. A relaxing tune helps them. Meaning, people often, when you tell people to relax, so often people can't just simply accomplish that on their own. They need some type of relaxation aid. So for some people, music does it for them. Kimuvan, lo nigun kitzavi me'ashtanam achronos, ella mashuhu sheket. We're not talking about the golden oldie over here, but something soothing, something tranquil. Yesh nigunim shebekocham lahashkit es ha'adam. There are some nigunim that have the ability literally to quiet man. Ligrom lo lachios ba'olum shel sheket pinimi, to allow him to dwell in a world of quiet. So we'll say what he's pointing out over here is that sometimes a person needs an aid in order to be able to help them calm down, quiet down, to walk into that world of solitude. Hasheket ha'pinimi, this inner quiet, hu ha'otzer ha'godol bi'yoser shekayim b'soch ha'adam. This inner quiet is ultimately this Otsar HaGadol, this great storehouse of potential that exists within man. Yeshnu otzar pnimi yoser. There is even an innermost storage area or innermost reservoir. Shehu hagilui shana borei olam l'socha adam. Now we'll say again. What he's saying over here is this ability to go ahead and quiet one's life, quiet oneself, and ultimately regress a little bit into the self, allows a person to find this otzar, this inner storehouse. And within that inner storehouse, one will find God within himself. But in order to first find God within yourself, you have to first find quiet. Lo beruach, lo bera'ash Hashem, ki'im b'kol dimama daka. So here he quotes again from the pasuk from Navi. And the pasuk in Navi says that HaKadosh Baruch was not going to be found in the wind. HaKadosh Baruch was not going to be found in the thunder. But rather, if you want to find God, God is found in the kol dimama daka, the very soft and quiet voice. Or in other words, says the Mechaber, the Ribono Shel Olam is only found in the quiet corners of life. Page Kufches, Kidei, and when he says about finding God, he's talking about finding God within me, that in order for me to find inner God, ultimately, I need to establish some level of quiet and tranquility within my life. Kidei Shiyeh Adam, La Adam Gilui Shel Ha'ani Shelo. In order for a person to ultimately find his inner eye, a person has to strive to reach this world of a kol dimama daka, a soft and silent whisper. Olam shalavad, that is the world of being alone. Olam shal sheket, that's the world of quiet. Olam shal mikud. Nadgish shuv, let's review this. Einenu medarim adayin olam haba. So we're not talking about anything regarding spirituality. Tab of kufches. Nothing to do with spirituality. Nothing to do with olam haba. Kedei she'adam yichye tov kan ba'olam hazeh. We'll say, and yet what's so profound about this right now is that he's not talking about how to become a better Jew. He's not talking how to become frommer, or how to become more observant, or how to do more. What he's talking is about how to lead a more meaningful life and be in more touch with who and what you are. That's it. However you're going to apply that. And the way you do that, he says, is alav lihios ninuach ragua mechushov shakul umodeh. A person has to be relaxed. A person has to have some level of quiet. A person has to be a contemplative individual. A person has to be measured. And a person has to be measured in their in themselves and in their approach. And his suggestion is that all of this stems from the ability to be alone with oneself, for some inner level of solitude. Without solitude, a person just keeps going, just keeps doing, without very little thought to who they are, what they are, or where their life is going. And again, on a general sense, he's talking about this. Not even in matters of spirituality. He's not talking about my relationship with God, it's about my relationship with myself. In order for me to almost have a self-check and to make sure that things in my life are running in the right way, I need to be able to take this time to almost retreat into the self, not to be social man, but to be solitude man. Let's go by there a little bit. Torah nitna b'shas ha'sheket. Torah was given at a moment of silence. So it's page kuf ches, the middle of the page. Ha'olam shel ha'levad, this world of solitude. This is a very profound piece. This world of solitude is the world that our forefathers lived in. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Bochai, Moshe ben lived in it. Kimokin, David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom. What does this mean? Yeshno Sefer HaNikra, HaMaspik LeOvdei Hashem, Shechibru Rabbi Avram, Beno Shal HaRambam. There is a Sefer called HaMaspik LeOvdei Hashem, literally, that which is enough for those who serve God, that was authored by Rabbi Avram, the son of the Rambam. And what is he writing? The Perek HaAcharon B'Sefer, Hu Medaber Al HaOlam Shel Beditus HaNefesh. In the last chapter, he writes about the world of contemplation. Beditus HaNefesh literally means solitude of the soul. Kimo Shehizkarnu B'Aschala, Anachnu Medabrim Rak Mehamakoros Sheksuvin B'Torosenu HaKidosha, V'lo Zulas Zeh. Homevayer, listen to this. Sheha'avos HaKidoshim Hayu Roitzon. He points out, this is Rabbi Avram, son of the Rambam, that our forefathers were all shepherds. All right? So, it's interesting. So you have to ask yourself, is that coincidence? Is that the fact that was just reality because there weren't too many other career options? So why were they all shepherds? He says, Hochu Akar Hatzon LaMidbar. What did they do? They followed their sheep into the desert. Why? Why? Mipnei shechipsu olam shel sheket. Why? Because they were searching for a world of quiet and solitude. He says, Hagayo shalaparos yoser tov midibur bnei adam. So I don't know what the I guess it's the mooing of the cows. I know there's a more technical term. That's it. Okay, good. You know, so the mooing of the cows is preferable to the speech of men. Yeshna malitza. There is an expression that says, "Sheim adam rotzeh sheket." If you want quiet, sheyelech lebeis hakvaros. Go to the cemetery. Sham af echad laoserash. Because in the cemetery, no one makes noise. Adam tzorich lalecha. So we'll say his point over here is Rabbi Avraham son of the Rambam was saying that it's not just an accident. It's not just because this was the career opportunities open to them that our forefathers were shepherds, but rather again, they understood that in order to be contemplative people, they would need long periods of silence and solitude. And here's what's interesting: not silence and solitude ultimately from things to do, because as a shepherd, I have to imagine that you are ever vigilant about the flock. But it's silence and solitude from the company of others. Sometimes you have to move away from your social connections, focus on the self in order to build a stronger individual. He goes on, he says, Hamavuar, Sha'avos HaKadoshim HaYiroitzon. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Adam Tzarek Lalechas Baderech, Shadarchu Bavosim. We have to follow the path that our forefathers tread. Tzi'ilach Be'ikviatzon. Shlomo Melech writes in Shir HaShirim, go out, follow the footsteps of the sheep, and go ahead and shepherd your flocks in the camps of the shepherds. Lonu Am Yisrael, yesh yichus. We, the Jewish people, we have a yichus, we have a pedigree. V'aru mamshichim es derech avos. And we try to perpetuate the ways of the forefathers. Lo mechadshim. We don't have to innovate. What he's picking up on over here is the Shlomo Melech says, follow in the footsteps of the sheep. What are you talking about? What footsteps of the sheep am I following in? See, he's suggesting over here that what that refers to is the patriarchal flocks. Follow in the footsteps of the patriarchal flocks. We don't have to innovate. We follow in the footsteps of our forefathers. And our forefathers, Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, they all sought out a world of solitude and quietude. Again, not an easy world, not a world without responsibility, but a world that allowed them to withdraw from their social connections in order to be able to focus on their self. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up the paragraph Moshe Rabbeinu Amir Tzashem tomorrow. Well, here he's quoting from this sefer.
Right before that, we got to
this concept of solitude. Yeah. He's quoting all of his concepts are from the Torah. He quotes this idea because again, remember, his whole chav was there was Adam at the beginning of creation, and that was man of solitude, and there was social Adam post creation. So he's just taking biblical constructs and building on them. I'm sorry. Adam Arisha. Yeah,
Adam Arisha. Where? These are our
No.
That he's saying are.
You know, what's interesting
can
is.
Bring them to light? I mean.
Correct. Meaning you often have this concept that people say,